And welcome back inside the cave on this Tuesday morning. And as promised, on the other end of our line this morning, we have Sam Benscooter. Of course, Sam started out his high school career at Tecumseh High School, went on to have a great career at Michigan State, and then got into professional baseball with the Daytona Tortugas of the Florida League, and just recently promoted to the Dayton Dragons. Good morning, Sam, and congratulations.
Good morning. Thank you. Thank you for having me, too.
Of course, being promoted from Daytona to Dayton, that was something that we had talked about earlier. And tell us about all how that came about.
It was 2 weeks ago at this point, almost. I threw on the Tuesday down in Daytona. Was a pretty good outing, and then just kept preparing for my next outing, which was going to be the following Tuesday down in Daytona. And they called me into the manager's office Sunday and told me that I was going to come on up to Dayton. So from there, packed up all my stuff that night. Monday, flew to Moline, Illinois to meet the team in Davenport, Iowa. We were playing Quad Cities. Got my two appearances the Tuesday, Sunday last week, and came on back to Dayton.
Well, on your second outing with them, you had a really good game. You picked up a victory in that one. I think you had 8 or 9 strikeouts and only gave up a few hits. So that had to make you feel pretty darn good.
Yeah. I felt better definitely about the second appearance. More than the first. First one had a lot of adrenaline going. Just kind of like the first start at a new level. Not necessarily nervous, but a little more adrenaline. Just wanted to prove myself and that whole thing. And second start that week, just felt a little more comfortable that it was back to just playing baseball again.
Sam, I wanted to ask you a question. Since you began your professional baseball career, have you picked up any pitches that you didn't have in your arsenal before then?
So this last year, I developed like a traditional changeup, as opposed to in college I was throwing a splitter for a changeup. This new changeup that I throw now just it has a little more consistent movement, more consistent on the velo end, and I feel like I have better command with it as well.
I mean, that's the key, isn't it, for you guys, is consistency in your deliveries?
Yeah, absolutely. The more consistent I can be going out there every 5 days, and giving my team a chance to win, because I can be consistent and doing the things I need to do to put us in that position. That's all that I can really prepare for to do.
About how many innings have you been averaging so far this year?
I think I'm right around 60 innings right now. My guess is I go about three and a half innings each time on the average. That includes the beginning of the year when I was building up, at the start of the year where I would just kind of go like 2 innings, to now at the point where if I'm going to go out there to start, it'll be 5.
Now, is that the reason they don't give you that, or don't give you a lot of innings, is they don't want to stress that arm too much, or is there something else involved with that?
I think there's a piece of that. There's only so many innings in the week for I think there's 16 arms here in Dayton, so there's only so many innings in the week that everyone still has to make sure they're getting their appearance and work in, so Whether that means you go five, maybe six, all depends on that and how efficient you are on the mound, too.
How has it been, you know, going from Daytona to Dayton? Of course, you're a lot closer to Tecumseh now. I don't know, have some of your family and friends been down to see a pitch?
No one's been down to see me pitch yet. I got some texts from old coaches, some friends and family that said they're looking forward to coming to see me throw, whether it's this next weekend in Dayton or the week after in Lansing. But going right into it in Iowa was just it's kind of a far trip.
So tell us about the Dragons. Have you had much time to get to know the other players on the team?
Yeah, they're good guys. A little bit older group than the group that was in Daytona. I'm going to guess the average age is probably 23 as opposed to maybe 21 to 22 that was down there. But it's a lot of the guys that you intermix with in spring training. So it wasn't like I was coming into a group that is very unknown. I knew a lot of the guys on the pitching staff before. So it wasn't a complete, new transition that I'm coming into a brand new team where I don't know anyone type deal. Or if that transition was fairly smooth.
Now tell us about the Daytona Dragons. You know, you're a high A team. Who are some of the, you've just mentioned Lansing Lugnuts. You'll probably be playing here in a week or so. Who are some of the other teams that you'll be playing?
There's only 2 weeks left in the year here, but we played the Quad City River Bandits last week. That was the Royals affiliate. This week we'll play the Cedar Rapids, I think they're the Colonels. They are the Twins High A affiliate, and then we finished the year in Lansing, and that is the Oakland A's High A affiliate.
And what's the date of that game up in Lansing, or those games?
That's a series that goes Tuesday through Sunday. Whatever next Tuesday is the number.
Okay. All right. And so that would be a great chance for family and friends to stop up and see a pitch.
Yeah. I received a lot of texts from family and friends. Old coaches as well, but they're looking to come up and see me throw one time before the year ends.
All right, so you only got 2 weeks left in the regular season, and then is there a playoff then in High A?
There is a playoff. I don't know the current standing and how the whole playoff system works in High A compared to the one in Low A with Daytona. So at this point I'm going out there and just trying to win every game and just compete.
Sam, what plans do you have after your High A season is completed?
After the year, I'll probably take just 2 to 3 weeks of some light workouts to let the body recover a little bit, and then jump back into an on-ramp to get my body back built into shape. Hopefully be back ready to go full go by November, and then November start either developing command, velocity, some strength, a strength base, increasing my in-game endurance from there to be able to show up in first week of March for spring training ready to go.
So when you started in the professional ranks, did you kind of map out a plan of where you wanted to be at different time periods? And if so, have you kind of met your expectations with this promotion to Dayton?
No, I didn't really map out a plan that where to be when I can be there. None of that's really in my control. I look at it more as the day-to-day. What can I do today to get better than I did than I was yesterday? And then what can I learn from each outing to make each outing better? Obviously, not each outing isn't just going to be better than the old one every time, but taking things away from that to be better, to put myself in a position to possibly get promoted, but the actual promotion itself isn't in my control, and that mapping that out would just only add unnecessary stress.
I'm just curious, Sam, what your coaches have said about your pitching, and if they've given you any indication whether, you know, you have a great future in front of you, or you know, have you can you go a little bit further in your career, and what is the next step?
In Dayton, at least, the pitching coach who's pleased with my my two outings so far. Not too much has been talked about for the future. It's more week to week, start to start. You can't look too far ahead. At this point, looking into the off season, trying to develop a plan right now it's not the worst thing to do in the world, but I'd rather focus all my attention on these last two outings, finish strong, and then I have 3 weeks before I'm really going to start getting into the off season to really go back, self-assess. Well, all my pitching coaches are a phone call away to then determine what the best step to go moving forward would be.
Of course, you're in the Cincinnati Reds organization. You know, what would be the next step? Would that be AAA possibly?
The next step from high A would be AA, and that's the Chattanooga Lookouts.
Okay. All right. We weren't sure if they still had AA ball, that would be a nice promotion too. But you know, as you say, it's kind of a day-to-day thing.
Yeah. I'm not someone that's going to look way down the road, because so many different things can happen, and you just got to go out and put yourself in the best position to be chosen for that. But trying to force it, there's nothing there that's going to help you.
So, Sam, are you going to be living in Dayton as part of the off season, or will you be on the move again?
No, in the off season, I'll spend some time back in Tecumseh for a little bit, and then determine where the best spot for me to be, to meet all my training needs, to get ready for the full year, whether that means I stay in Tecumseh, whether that means I head back to North Carolina where I was this last off season, or possibly even Florida. So,
well, Sam, you're having a great career. I mean, the other thing is this just like, I mean, it's a lot of work, but is it a lot of fun too?
Oh yeah. I mean, this is everything I've ever dreamed of. I think it's the best job in the world. It's a lot of work, but I wouldn't rather be doing anything else. I mean,
you wouldn't trade it for anything else.
Yeah. There's some days that it may not sound like you want to go to the ballpark, but going to the ballpark, in my mind, beats going to a real job.
I don't blame you.
I don't blame you either. Yeah. Well, Sam, we're kind of out of time here on Inside the Cave, but we want to thank you again for being on with us. And maybe when you get back to Tecumseh, we can get you in studio and maybe take some phone calls from some of our listeners out there.
All right. Sounds good.
All right, Sam. Thank you very much for being with us. Sam Benscooter of the Dayton Dragons with us this morning on Inside the Cave. We'll be back in just a moment with our final segment of Inside the Cave.
Attention, Michigan. Don't miss important Medicaid, Healthy Michigan Plan, or My Child information. If you're a member who has moved in the past 2 years, take a minute to make sure the state has your current address and phone number on file to ensure you have ongoing access to health services. Please visit michigan.gov/mybridges to update your contact information today. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Long Motor Sales and Long's Automotive Service in Tecumseh is proud to be celebrating nearly 60 years of being family-owned and operated. Eric would never sell you a vehicle he wouldn't have his own family drive. Every car is carefully inspected before the sale is complete. Integrity and quality cars at fair prices. That's the secret to their success.
New to the lot this week at Long Motor Sales is a black 2016 GMC Terrain. This four-door SUV with an i4 2.4-liter engine has remote start, four-wheel ABS, and leather seats. And with only 125,000 miles, this will be a great SUV for many more years. Price to sell at $13,900. Stop in and tell Eric you want to take this SUV for a ride today.
If your vehicle needs an oil change or a major repair, take it to Long's Automotive Service. Nathan Long has over 20 years of experience as a certified technician, giving you dealership quality service at a low price. This message has been brought to you by Long Motor Sales and Long's Automotive Service in Tecumseh. Long, a name you know and trust.
Hey, Lenaway, it's Hillary.